In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about some facts and information around breast cancer. That's right, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it is something that has touched my family very deeply, and it's something that I care about. I wanted to share some information with you as a result, and hopefully you can come away with a better understanding about breast cancer, how it impacts families, and what you can do to help somebody going through this themselves. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Safety Pro Podcast, powered by iReport Source, helping you manage safety one episode at a time. With the constant regulatory and workplace culture challenges businesses face, we'll provide you with all the relevant information necessary to achieve a safer, more productive workplace. No management theories, platitudes, or guru speak, just actionable info you can use right away. Now here's your host, the safety pro himself, Blaine Hoffman.
Okay, as mentioned, we're going to focus on the H on, in our profession, we talk about environmental health and safety a lot, EHS, OSHM, whatever, but H is always in there. It's tucked in there. We talk a lot about safety, which, you know, is about preventing injuries and, of course, illnesses. So we'll talk a little bit about illness. We'll talk about health, our overall health, not so much, you know, work-related. In this case, I want to take a break from that and talk about just our personal health and share a quick story. I recall, it was February 15th. It was right after Valentine's Day. I came home and my wife had told me that she had breast cancer. You know, I've heard people mention something like this before, like, you know, whatever news they got felt like they got punched in the gut, but this truly did. It was tough, but, you know, immediately we shifted to, okay, you know, what kind, what type, can we tell what stage, what grade? There were so many questions. What were our options? And, you know, we got through all of that, and I shared a quick story about it on LinkedIn that I'll have in the show notes here, and I'll repost that as well. But suffice it to say, you know, we got educated real quick on this stuff. One thing that shocked me that I did not know, and that is that 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. It was shocking. And in 2020, this year, an estimated 276,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer will be diagnosed in women in the U.S., as well as 48,000 new cases of non-invasive breast cancer. So, and that's key because when you can detect it in the localized stage where it has not spread outside of the breast, the 5-year survival rate is 99%. So early detection is the key, okay? Here's the problem with that. Only 64% of breast cancer cases are actually diagnosed at the localized stage. So, you know, we can increase that percentage through, you know, early detection, better monitoring, things like that. Just this year, it's estimated that 42,000 women will die from breast cancer in the U.S. 42,000. It is the most common cancer among women, except for the various skin cancers, and it is estimated that approximately 30% of all new women cancer diagnosis this year will be breast cancer. So, look, we've got the stats. It is a big problem. I didn't know it was that big of a problem. I mean, we all are aware of it. We all know that month where everybody wears pink, whether it's football, NASCAR, other sporting events, where everybody wears pink. And I think we all are used to that now. But I was shocked that we did not fully understand and grasp how widespread it was. And so these statistics were key. We met some fantastic doctors along the way. One thing I learned is that there are several procedures for my wife's situation. It was the decision was a bilateral mastectomy, which is the removal of both breasts altogether. And then there are reconstruction options. You can choose no reconstruction. A lot of women do this. Then there are reconstruction options, obviously with some implants. There are other procedures that you use your own body tissue from other parts of your body. It's called a deep flap procedure. My wife, opted for that one. She did not, chose not to go the route of the implant for several reasons, possible complications down the road. After 10 years, they may need to be replaced. And so, we're relatively young, I like to think, but that was something she definitely thought about. So, having the support from friends and family and, trusting in your physicians is key. This truly is a life-changing event, and a lot goes into it. I can't repeat this enough. We were just kind of floored by all the things we had to consider. So for her, it involved approximately 5 surgeries, maybe possibly a 6th at the end of this year. She is now cancer-free, which is great. They've got all of it, removed all of it. But, our doctors really helped out. And the other thing I learned is, you have a surgeon for the breast cancer, for the mastectomy, but then you'll have a reconstructive surgeon. You'll have a different doctor that specializes in those different procedures. And, I'd like to focus on that latter part real quick because, we got to know these folks really well, Dr. Kochek and Kale, and they are with the Midwest Breast and Aesthetic Surgery Center. They are located primarily in Gahanna, Ohio. Dr. Kochek really helped educate us a lot on what our options were and the possible, impacts, implications, things like that. Very informative, and I just liked his style and his approach. And he started a podcast with his partner to spread the word about surgical options, educate women and men alike on this topic in general. And it is actually called the Breast Podcast Ever, which is kind of witty. They're fun, fun group of guys to talk to. Very good at what they do, obviously. Look, I have a link in the show notes to their page as well. So I wanted to share a couple of things that helped us real quick. This is going to be a brief episode. If you wear pink and you put on the pink t-shirt and wear the pink ribbon, maybe you do a little 5K walk or something like that, raise some money for, an organization, whether it's national or local. That's great. I think that seeing it on our side, which was bizarre for us, I think some of the things that really helped more so than just wearing pink and obviously raising money to continue research to find a cure, I think, maybe what you might want to consider is if you know somebody who's going through this, somebody at work, a family at work, or within your church, your community, a neighbor, a friend. So, it's the little things that you don't think will impact you. Things after the surgery, like just cooking meals was difficult. These women are not going to be able to use their arms, reach and lift for things. They have to sit up even when they sleep. And, there are post-op concerns. There are drains that have to be emptied and measured and logged. And even things like just showering and bathing are difficult for some time after these surgeries. And there are various types of surgeries. But I'd like to say we did our research and the surgeons did a fantastic job of preparing us, but once it hits you, once you're there in that situation, it hits you like, wow, we won't be able to, how am I going to leave and get groceries? What if she needs to get up and go to the bathroom? What if she falls down? I mean, I had all kinds of crazy things going through my head. So, we were very fortunate enough to have a group of friends that started a meal train. They had a sign up genie website going amongst themselves where they made a schedule and they dropped off fully cooked meals. I'm talking the salads were prepared. The main dish was already heated up, a little dessert, some drinks, but they would drop it off each evening. And then I was able to focus on preparing just breakfast and lunch, which are tend to be lighter meals, but the dinners being prepared, not having to worry about that for a couple of weeks was nice. It freed us up. It gave us an opportunity to take a break, right? And take a breather. So something as simple as that, running errands, you know, asking if, you know, if you have children, obviously difficult with COVID. COVID had not really set in yet at this time last year, March, April. But the issues that we have today might make some of this a little difficult. But if you have children, being able to take the children to the park, walk, you know, to the local park with them, and being able to have mom and dad stay at home for a little bit to get some rest. Those are things that probably have a much bigger impact on somebody's life as they're going through something like this than anything else. So I would just ask that you consider what you can do directly for a family going through something like this that can make a difference in their life. So, you know, be supportive. And that's what it means to support somebody going through an illness, whether it's this or something else, is, you know, what can I do? What can I take off your plate to make your life a little more manageable, a little less stressful right now? So think about those as we continue to go through the month of October and we look at ways that we can contribute and to this cause, the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, obviously in October. So I wanted to share that quick story with you. Check out the show notes. Grab that link to my LinkedIn page. I share a little bit more information there. But once again, focusing on health and wellness. If you know somebody going through this or struggling with breast cancer, my thoughts and prayers are with you. It is something that has completely upturned our lives, but you know, we're doing a lot better now, and Jennifer is very positive about, was always very positive about everything. My biggest fear was that I was signaling to her, you know, fear or doubt, and so it was very stressful, and I wasn't even the one that had to go through it. So, you know, I can see how it impacts families deeply. So please do what you can, support your friends and family, and as I said at the beginning here, early detection is key. You know, especially with COVID, they see a drastic reduction in exams due to COVID. Don't let that stop you. There are safe ways to go get exams. Talk to the women in your lives that, you know, may need to go get an exam. Encourage them to go get an exam. Support them. Stay positive. But please go get an exam. Early detection can save a life. It saved my wife's. And there you have it. Quick episode for the month of October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I look forward to talking to you on the next Safety Pro Podcast episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Safety Pro Podcast, powered by iReport Source, the all-in-one digital safety solution. For info on how you can request a free demo on all the capabilities of iReport Source to streamline your business's safety management system, head over to thesafetypropodcast.com. We look forward to helping you manage safety on the next episode of the Safety Pro Podcast.